Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by First United Methodist Church, Maryville, Tennessee. This devotional was written by Steve Hankel and read by Jim Stovall. Genesis 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Psalms 19, verses 1 through 6. The heavens declare the glory of God and the work of His hands. I remember my school days with fondness. It was a small country school, and almost everyone knew one another. It was easy to make friends, and some of them remain so to this day. The challenge was to stay interested in learning, but most students had favorite subjects. I liked plain geometry, chemistry, art, and shop. But my all-time favorite was the physical science class. Our teacher talked mostly about planets and stars and related information. I was all ears. I have never lost the interest in all things space. It is one subject that keeps scientists questioning everything they have learned. As more sophisticated probes are launched into space, the Voyager 2 is more than 15 billion miles from Earth. It was launched in 1977 and is still sending information from interstellar space. The James Webb Telescope was launched on Christmas Day 2021 and relays astonishing pictures of the cosmos to media around the world. It is fascinating to learn about gravitational forces, black holes, solar wind, light years, space-time, extreme temperatures, and conditions on the surfaces of other planets. Lately, scientists are questioning the Big Bang theory and asking, where is the edge of space and what lies beyond? The most interesting takeaway from this vast amount of information is how it relates to our small, beautiful blue planet sitting in its perfect place in such a vast universe. The concept expands thinking and appeals to the spiritual. It is humbling and miraculous. It is our home. Speaking as an artist, I find images of the universe are inspirational. I enjoy trying to create paintings that reflect color, shape, and imageries in places in space. The psalmist described it best, "The heavens declare the glory of God and the work of His hands." Heavenly Father, thank you for the miracle of your creation. Thank you for our world, and may we have the wisdom to revere and protect it. Thank you for the distant universe and all its mysteries. Thank you for your word and your love. Amen.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode. And we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.